Good afternoon, and welcome to Looking Up, your source for astronomical facts, history, and current events. I'm your host, Jeff Rudolph from Wyoming Stargazing. We're in the middle of our 100 Days Until Totality blog series, so from now until August 21st, Looking Up will be all about the 2017 total solar eclipse. Tune in from 11:55 to noon every Sunday for scientific facts, cool historical stories, and general tips and advice about viewing the Great American Eclipse of 2017. Greek astronomer Hipparchos once used a solar eclipse to determine the distance to the moon in 129 BCE. Hipparchos did this only using trigonometry, which he also probably invented. He did this using parallax. If you hold up your thumb and look through each eye separately, you will see your hand move against the background. That's parallax. Hipparchos measured the shift in the moon's position relative to the sun from two different places on Earth. From the shift, he determined the moon's distance to within 10% of the currently accepted value. Even the Bible mentions solar eclipses. The Bible alludes that there was a solar eclipse that happened during the crucifixion. From the report of Pilate, at his crucifixion, the sun was darkened. The stars appeared, and in all the world, people lighted lamps from the sixth hour till evening. People have tried to pinpoint a potential solar eclipse to figure out the date of the crucifixion. It has been narrowed down to either one in 29 CE or 33 CE. Although, there are also statements in the Bible that make it sound like a lunar eclipse also occurred during the crucifixion. This would be impossible as both types of eclipses cannot occur at the same time. The Quran also mentions eclipses at the birth of Muhammad and at the death of his son. But in the Hadith, Muhammad himself stated that the sun and the moon do not suffer eclipse for anyone's death or life. From 781 to 814 CE, Emperor Louis the Pious, son of Charlemagne, was ruler of most of Europe. The emperor was a very religious man, and legend has it that upon witnessing a total solar eclipse, he felt that it was a sign that God was angry with him at the atrocities he committed during his rule. He was so afraid of God's wrath that he fell ill and eventually died. King Henry I, while not scared to death by an eclipse, died shortly after one. This led to the English developing superstitions around eclipses regarding the health of their leaders. In 1433, another total solar eclipse occurred in Europe. This eclipse had a totality lasting 4 minutes and 38 seconds. This is due to the moon being very close to the Earth at the time of the eclipse. The long length of totality and the extraordinary darkness caused fear in the minds of the people of Scotland. At this time, Scotland was ravaged by diseases like leprosy and smallpox. The superstitious nature of the times caused the people to believe that the eclipse was a sign of more bad things to come. This eclipse was known as the Black Hour. Jumping farther ahead in history, we arrive at an interesting story about Columbus. Columbus landed in Jamaica with barely any supplies and ruined ships. He sought help from the Jamaicans, but they refused, as they had already been exposed to the greed and destruction of European sailors. Columbus knew of an upcoming lunar eclipse and threatened to make the moon disappear if his crew was not taken care of. The prediction was right, and the native people gave up their food to bring the moon back. This bought Columbus precious time, and he was able to await rescue by a Spanish fleet. And that wraps up our segment for this week. Thanks for listening to Looking Up. I'm Jeff with Wyoming Stargazing, inviting you to tune in next Sunday at 11:55 to continue learning about the Great American Eclipse of 2017. If you want to know more details, check out our 100 Days Until Totality blog series at www.wyomingstargazing.org/blog.